inviting me over to help your family decorate, Mr. and Mrs. Ponder. This is a lot of fun. Mom and I never act this crazy when we're putting up our tree.
We're glad you could come, Megan. It's been fun having you here.
I'm glad you don't think we're too crazy. We do have some pretty wacky traditions.
You mean like singing carols at the top of our lungs?
And hanging ornaments on our ears?
What's so crazy about that?
Christmas story every year before we decorate the tree. But do you think we could do it later? Just this year? I don't want Megan to think we're weird or anything.
I think we should just be ourselves and do what we always do. God may be giving us the perfect opportunity to share the gospel with Megan. Wouldn't you love to see her get saved? We pray for opportunities to share the gospel with your school friends.
Well, I do want her to be saved, but I'm worried she won't want to be my friend anymore. But she thinks I'm some kind of weirdo.
Is everyone ready to begin reading the Christmas story?
I'm ready, and I've got your Bible, Dad. Can I read first?
Sure, Daniel. But first, let me explain this family tradition to Megan. Megan, each year, right before we decorate, we each take turns reading part of the Christmas story aloud from the Bible. You don't have to read if you don't want to, but you're welcome to take a turn.
Megan,
Have you ever read about Jesus coming to earth as a baby?
I don't think so.
Megan, this story is very special to our family because it explains the most important reason we celebrate Christmas.
Let's begin in Luke chapter 1.
Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus.
How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
It was probably just a thin piece of cloth, kind of like gauze. Definitely nothing fancy. It was probably all they could find to wrap the baby in.
And what's a manger?
It's a feeding bin for the animals.
They laid Jesus in that?
There were no rows available in the inn, so Jesus was born out in the stable.
Whoa, with all the animals and stuff out there in a barn, that would be awful.
You're right, Megan. It would be a pretty awful place for a baby to be born. All right, who wants to read next?
I will.
Oh,
behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The shepherds said one to another,
Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which it come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The shepherds were surprised to hear they'd find the Savior in a manger.
Yeah, no one would have thought the Son of God would have been born in such a poor place.
Why was Jesus born in a stable? Why didn't God make sure he was born in a more fancy place? Couldn't God do that?
Oh yes, God could have done that if he wanted to. But sometimes I think that God wanted us to learn that fancy things aren't so important. When I think of God lying in a manger, When I think of Jesus lying in a manger, sometimes it keeps me from feeling like I need to have a lot of things in order to be happy.
Can I read the next? section?
Sure.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests, scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts.
Gold,
frankincense, and myrrh.
And being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way.
Story is true, Megan. It all really happened about 2,000 years ago.
Can we keep reading?
Sure.
We may have to wait and finish decorating the tree tomorrow. Why don't we take a break and eat those Christmas cookies I made this afternoon? Then we can pick up reading where we left off.
Cookies? I'm always ready to eat cookies.
I'll meet you through the kitchen.
I'm really glad.
glad we shared the Christmas story with Megan tonight, Dad.
Me too. And I'd like to invite Megan and her mother to church with us.
Great idea. Hey, Dad. We don't have to wait until Easter to tell Megan the rest of the story about Jesus, do we?
I don't think so.